أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran and looking at the ayat beginning with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah that is about the sanctity of one's home. And that is in Surah An-Nur. This is Surah number 24. Ayah 27, but it's sort of explained in Ayah 28 and 29 as well. But anyway, let's start with Ayah 27. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَعْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَحْلِهَا Do not enter the homes of others other than your own home until you have asked permission and you have greeted those in them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there is a sanctity of everybody's home. Now buyut or bait basically is somewhere where you spend the night, where somebody lives. Someone asked the Prophet, Do I have to have permission for entering my mom's house? And he said, yes. And the man said, but she lives alone in the house. She doesn't even have any servants with her. And the Prophet said, would you like to see your mother in a state where she is not dressed appropriately for you to see her? And he said, no. So the Prophet said, it's simple. Ask permission. We know that whenever the Prophet wanted to enter a house, even when he'd asked permission, he wouldn't stand in front of the door. He would stand either on the left or the right so that he would not look inside the house. And the ayah continues to say, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ That is better for you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ So that you may be mindful. And then it continues to say, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا But if you don't find anyone in the home, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا Don't enter them, حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ Unless you have permission to go into that home. And then look what he says. وَإِن كِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا If it is said to you, go back, we're not ready for you. Then فَرْجِعُوا Just go back. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ That is purer for you. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ And Allah is cognizant. He knows of what you do. In other words, don't feel bad. Don't get upset if somebody says, look, it's a bit inappropriate for you to come just now. We often get so upset when somebody either does not answer the doorbell and we know their cars are outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, the home is a sanctity. And then don't become curious to know the reason. Sometimes we will look through the letterbox or we'll eavesdrop. And Allah at the end is saying, I'm cognizant of what you do. A home is someone's sanctity. It's where they live. And today we have the telephone. If somebody doesn't reply or if they've seen our WhatsApp messages and we see blue ticks and they haven't replied straight away, they may have a reason for it. We need to understand not to get so upset because we live in a society where everything is instant gratification. Give people their own space. These are phenomenally simple ayat. However, they contain so much in them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be able to understand our responsibility towards others and to be able to respect their rights. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ